Human Rights Commission. An advert has actually been put in the media, and the responses were received by the committee. The closing date was, I think, 15th of March or something. Yes. And we are doing the CDs that we have actually shortlisted, which is what we want to present this morning to the committee. I don't know whether you'd like me to start mentioning the names, or there's any other thing that needs to be mentioned before I mention the names, which will be a consolidated list of names from the members of the NC. Can I then therefore present this list? It's a list of 8 names of candidates that will be invited to come for interviews for the 2 positions of commissioners of the South African Human Rights Commission. The first name is that of Professor Sarah Songa, followed who's a female, followed by Andre Gum, a male, Lindelwa Mandla, a male, Andre, but Andre Gum was already Edward Lambani, yes, not Andre Gum, Edward Lambani, Andre Radwa, Andre Radwa, Radwa.
R-A-W-T-A-Y-R-O-D-A.
And then we've got Hashim Ibrahim, Opa Moshevi, and Kwena Mtewa. Kwena Mtewa. Those are 8 names, Chairperson, for the South African.
Those are the 8 names from the ANC.
Can we just repeat them? Is Professor Rushara Songa, Andre Gaum, Linde Ramavanda, Edward Lambani, Anandre Rouda, Gwenanchewa, Hassan Ibrahim, and Oba Mushebi. is there anyone from the ANC who wants to second that list?
Anyone from the ANC with a problem? None. So that is the ANC. CA, Honorable One, what is the favor?
I just have a question. I can't recall exactly when, but towards the end of last year, you will remember when there was one position advertised, we did receive CVs. And then that process was shelved, but at the time we were informed that those CVs would also be taken into consideration when the shortlisting is to be done for these positions. So I just want to know whether indeed it was checked that those, whether those applicants still were interested and whether they were taken into consideration.
The second question. The second question is that they were taken into consideration. Is whether they are interested, that one is a difficult one to answer. Because you know, you might find that even though we submitted in March, you might call them tomorrow only for them to put their own interest as well. I think that one is a difficult one to answer.
But
re-advertisement means that the process starts afresh. Should taking those into consideration be a prerequisite for the process?
Well, I would think then at least all of those first applicants would have needed to be informed that it is to be re-advertised, and if they're interested, they should reapply.
On that one, the advert that went out then indicated that if they had already applied, they did not reapply since they, you know, they are definitely disowned the victims in consideration.
Okay. I think that that has been
properly addressed. So can we agree that this process has not left out those that have applied earlier? Any other submission on the loan?
I'll send it, sir.
Okay, so this meeting agrees. Can we get a proposal that is a short list that is going forward? Any proposal?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I propose that this be a formal short list for the
Court. Honorable Gwanga proposes that we adopt this short list. Any seconder? Honorable Maila seconds. Any counter? No counter, so this is our shortlist. Honorable members, can we proceed? Yeah, having unanimously adopted the shortlist, can we proceed to the Information Regulator Commission where we need five names? I will again ask all political parties here present to make proposals. Allow me to start with the majority party, Honorable Majahi, can you?
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of Section 41 of the Protection of Personal Information Act 2018, the regulator consists of a chairperson and four other persons as ordinary members of the regulator. The process that began, a list of candidates who have applied was and CVs was actually sent to all members of the committee. From the ANC, we have managed to engage on this and come up with a list of 10 candidates for whom the five will be appointed as the five for the five positions that are required for the information regulator, which is going to be a new office in terms of the new Act, the Protection of Personal Information Act. The names that have actually been put together are that of Johan Lippont, David Taylor, Advocate Lohang, Cordelia Strong, Lindelo Snail, Siakula Melani, Chaf Reddy, Franz Gonier, Shanila Singh, Anna Pistorius, and Sitakula.
Yes, I think there was Quenna and Farewell too.
No, it's in the South African Human Rights Commission.
No, yes. Also in this one.
No. Yeah.
No, you are. No, I think we did discuss.
I was suggesting that the Honourable Majority just goes again to the first request.
The list of names is as follows. Johan Deepon, David Taylor, Cordelia Prom, Linda Lesley, Siakula Simelani, Tav Reddy, Franz Grunier, Shamila Singh,
seconds this proposal.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Thomas Bongo from the Special Contact, this BDA.
Honorable Bongo seconds your proposal, Mama Jackie. Any counter? No counter. So the proposal is unanimously accepted. That brings us to the end of this process.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Well done, honorable members. My boss is this one. Can I go to the doctor now? Sorry, you are waiting on that. Yes, sir. We want to release you to have more time to enjoy Cape Talk.
Yeah.